You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. President Trump and his administration speak a lot about the undocumented immigrants who come from Mexico to work and live in the United States. But according to a major study by Pew Research Center, both legal and illegal immigration from Mexico to the U.S. has decreased. In fact, from 2009 to 2014, an estimated 1 million Mexicans left the U.S., while 870,000 arrived, meaning that actually more people are moving back to Mexico than coming here. And when people return, their job opportunities can be limited, and social stigma can make them feel isolated or even unwelcome. But one Mexico City organization is trying to help provide a better life to returning migrants through coding. KALW's Nina Gensler-Debs has that story.
You guys are not tuna.
No. Tuna's pescatarian, or there's actually vegans. They're starting to consume fish, but do not eat any other animal products.
Miriam Alvarez is standing at a long table examining a pile of box sandwiches. She's defending her choice of dinner, but her hungry classmates are not having it.
It's actually less sustainable. We're already overfishing the ocean. I have no idea.
While they bicker good-naturedly, the sun sets over an incredible view of Mexico City. We're on the 14th floor of a skyscraper, all gleaming surfaces and modern furniture. Alvarez and the others move fluidly between English, Spanglish, and Spanish.
I was talking about big, sideways.
Alvarez and the 20 or so others are here to become software engineers at a coding boot camp called Hola Code. They've only known each other for a little over 2 months. But Alvarez says you can feel the camaraderie.
That's what I love about it. And since everyone has so many stories. Like, seriously, so many stories.
That sense of community comes from what they have in common. They all left Mexico for the States as children and have returned years later.
Technology is underrepresented. And this is something that we're all familiar with, right? Like, there's not enough diverse voices creating technology.
Marcela Torres is the founder and CEO of Hola Code. She was approached by Kenovo, a social venture builder, which basically looks for socially conscious projects around the world and tries to replicate them in Mexico.
And then I just sort of like twisted things around, like, okay, I'm happy to do this, but I want to do things a little bit more radical.
The radical thing Torres came up with was a 5-month immersive coding boot camp that starts with the very basics.
We literally teach them this is a computer on the first day. And after 5 weeks, they can handle HTML, CSS, and their fundamentals of JavaScript.
By the end, students are fully trained software engineers with portfolios and interview training to boot. They work in a smallish room jammed with computers, 12 hours a day, 6 days a week.
I got the list path, the object list, with the value of path.join.
In the Bay Area, a boot camp like this could run you more than $20,000. But here, these students are paid to learn.
Actually, we give them a cash transfer every week so they can focus on studying and becoming software engineers.
They get a stipend. It's the equivalent of about $270 a month. Then, once they land a job and are earning a tech salary,
then they start paying back their tuition to Hola Code, so it becomes sort of like a paid forward system.
For now, before Hola Code is financially sustainable, the money has been fronted by angel investors and an impact investment firm.
I think when I say we're eliminating barriers, I think we're destroying them. If you have a look at Hola Code, none of our developers are white heterosexual males. And all of the leadership positions of this company are taken by women.
And their tech mentors come from all over the world, from Kenya to Korea. When Torres was developing the program,
I discovered that the returned migrant community in Mexico was amongst the most vulnerable communities of youth, which was very shocking to me. These young people are bilingual, bicultural, so I didn't understand. It made no sense.
She learned that often the issues for returnees begin the moment they step off the plane.
When you come back, you really feel like you're by yourself.
Abby Hernandez is one of the students at Hola Code Boot Camp. He says that when he got off the plane 2 years ago, he had no way to contact people. So he waited for his cousin in the terminal for 6 hours.
I know sometimes even if you had a cell phone, it probably wouldn't work here. You can't communicate. You can't tell your family, hey, I'm okay.
Hernandez says it was tough to feel at home here. He faced stigma for speaking differently, for having tattoos.
So I struggled for about a year, and I've done construction. So that's what I did here first, as a first job, construction.
After a year, he went to go work in a call center. A lot of returnees end up at call centers because they need people who are bilingual. But the work didn't pay much better than the Mexican minimum wage. Marcela Torres calls them, quote, poverty traps. Hernandez was thinking of his wife and three kids back in Florida when he signed on to join Hola Code.
Once I graduate, I'll be able to work remotely. Plus, software engineering, it's everywhere. You can go anywhere and do it, right? I can be close to my kids and do it.
Hernandez never could have imagined this kind of educational opportunity back home in Florida. He's hoping this career will open doors to a better life for him and his family, and also a way back to the States. Some of the people in this program left voluntarily. Others were deported. Many left behind family in the States. Alvarez, who was defending her tuna sandwich earlier, is one of them. One of her brothers is still living in Florida with their grandparents.
My two little brothers, they were born in the U.S., and I always thought, like, I was like them, I guess, Mexican-American and all that.
Alvarez was brought to the U.S. when she was a baby. She had a happy childhood in Florida and always felt like she belonged. So when she found out she was undocumented at age 14, her identity was shattered. Less than a year later, she and her family moved back to Mexico.
I always grew up thinking of myself as this way, and now I'm not. It was kind of like hard, or like a little bit of an identity crisis, I guess you could say. It's like, if I'm not this, then what am I?
That's a sentiment that a number of the students at Hola Code share with me. In the States, they were told they were Mexican, not American. But in Mexico, they feel like they're not Mexican enough. They don't quite talk the right way, or dress the right way, or know the same references. So having a community of people who get that here at Hola Code means a lot to Alvarez.
I don't have to worry that my Spanglish comes out, or that I don't pronounce something right.
And to Hernandez, too.
We have the same experience, right? So having to be with these people all the time, it doesn't make you feel so much homesick as you did before.
That connection between the students is partly what makes Tony Phillips think that Hola Code will be successful. He's the co-founder of Hack Reactor, a popular Bay Area-based coding school that shared their curriculum with Hola Code.
The pay it forward model is very cool. And what that relies on, I think, is the goodwill of the students once they get jobs and they feel a sort of responsibility to pay that back. I am very optimistic just based on the family vibe that I see among the students.
Philip says he's generally wary of partnerships because some have been rocky in the past. One Korean school, for example, struggled to launch its students because they didn't speak English.
When you try to fix your code that's broken, the first thing you do is you go on the internet and you search. There are tons of resources in English for JavaScript-related things, not so much in Korean. And so if you don't speak English, your ability to fix your code yourself becomes really limited.
Hola Code is taught in English, and this partnership has been going great. He thinks the industry is eager to employ these bilingual students.
People are more willing to do remote teams, I think, now than they used to be, partially because the tool set now is much better. Things like video conferencing is way better now than it was 5 years ago.
And the fact that Mexican time zones are more aligned with the U.S. compared to, say, Asia or Europe is also a big help. People can work on similar schedules.
I do have to deal with the constraints of running a business. And so if I can tie things that I believe about on a personal level, if I can turn them into assets as a business, then that'll really drive the social change.
Marcela Torres says there's a lot of interest in hiring Hola Code graduates, both from international companies and within the growing Mexico-based tech scene.
Mexico City has a booming startup scene. And one of the biggest ones that I personally think that is growing the fastest is the fintech sector. So creating financial services for Latin America, not just Mexico, is happening in Mexico City.
Wait, did you install Bauer?
No, I installed Bauer.
What did you finish installing?
Tonight, after everyone finishes their sandwiches for dinner, it's back to work. The students are currently working on sprints, which means they have 48 hours to solve an information storage problem.
What are you sending this one? Slack it to me. the request handler and the HTTP helper.
The first Hola Code cohort is most of the way through their program, and Torres and her team are already recruiting for the next one, which will start in June. It's a little dizzying to consider a world that allows this program to exist.
We train people that grew up in the U.S. but are back in Mexico, and then they get employed in companies that are based in the U.S. working offshore in Mexico. Isn't that crazy? And it's kind of like taking advantage of the scenario that has been created for us and making something optimistic and powerful that can change lives.
Torres says these return migrants are vulnerable, but also resilient people with valuable skills. With a little investment of time and money, the tech world is starting to see that. In Mexico City, I'm Nina Gensler-Debs for CrossCurrents.